Dictation for Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, March 5, 35. Mr. Curtis is spending summer in Michigan. He came from Florida, has advanced renal failure. Follows with Dr. Haldane, H-A-L-D-A-N-E, Portos, P.S. in Paul, O-R-T-E-O-U-S, nephrology in Florida. Has a stage 5 renal failure, probably from hypertensive nephrosclerosis. A left-sided AV graft has been done about 7 weeks ago, early April. Comes accompanied with wife. Weight fluctuates 156 to 158 at home. Isolated nausea, not persistent, denies change on appetite, denies dysphagia. There is some soft stools, but not true diarrhea or bleeding. Has frequency nocturia, prior prostate surgery, denies incontinence, cloudiness, or blood. Overall volume might be decreased. Minor edema. Denies neuropathy, claudication symptoms, denies discolor of the toes. He does have dyspnea on activity. Recently noticing to be worse at night when he needs to go to the bathroom, associated with some chest discomfort that he expressed like, my chest is on fire. Relief few minutes after resting. No associated palpitations, diaphoresis, lightheadedness. He has chronic back pain but no anti-inflammatory agents. Has chronic tremors, some pruritus, no rash, no bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no fever headaches, no Stilling syndrome on the left hand side of the AV graft. Next paragraph, past medical history, long-standing hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. He is anticoagulated. Xarelto, X-A-R-E-L-T-O, changed to Eliquis because of advanced renal failure. He did have a loop recording for about 4 years that did not show recurrence of arrhythmia. This was removed already 4 or 5 years ago. He has prior stress testing. He says 2 or 3 of them being negative for ischemic changes. He denies cardiac procedures. He is not aware of congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever endocarditis, or arrhythmia, no pacemaker, no TIS stroke, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Record shows peripheral vascular disease, but he's not symptomatic. He denies chronic liver disease, denies kidney stones, infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, or blood protein. No history of gout. Next paragraph, prior prostate surgery, random biopsies, 3 out of 13 did show cancer. About 10 years ago, robotic surgery, did not require radiation treatment, chemotherapy, or hormonal changes. Next paragraph, surgeries including the appendix, prostate, hemorrhoidal surgery, tonsils, adenoids, colonoscopies, AV graft for the fistula. The prior loop recorder that was eventually removed. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, side effects to morphine, iodine contrast with difficulty breathing. Side effects of high dose of prednisone that was used for IV contrast, he was given 100 milligrams, few hours apart, two doses. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include Norvasc, Atenolol, Lipitor, vitamin D-125, Eliquis, Labetalol, Lisinopril, vitamins, vitamin D. Has not been taking recently the Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, no aspirin. Please also add tetanus to the allergy list. Next paragraph. On physical exam, he is 65 inches tall, 163 pounds, blood pressure 150/62 on the right, by the nurse early 140/48, normal pulse, oxygenation 94% on room air, alert, orient time 3, decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, does have bilateral carotid bruits, no palpable thyroid on lymph nodes. There is distended jugular vein on the left side of the AV graft. Lungs are distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, appears regular, no pericardial rap gallop, no palpable liver spleen ascites or masses. There is diastasis of the rectum, rectus, R-E-C-T-U-S, rectus muscles, abdomen. There is femoral bruits, decreased pulses, but no gangrene, no cyanosis, no major edema, few varicose veins, few scratching from pruritus, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine 4.8 for a GFR of 11. Stage 5 with a normal sodium potassium, low bicarbonate 17, albumin at 3.6, normal calcium, elevated phosphorus at 5, anemia 8.1, abnormal white blood cell platelets. I don't see any recent iron studies. There is 100 of protein in the urine, negative for blood. Vitamin D 25 at 38, albumin creatinine ratio at 1,200, prior PTH not elevated at 51. According to records, there has been minor aortic regurgitation, mitral prolapse, also esophageal EGD with esophageal dilatation, benign process, isolated superficial duodenal ulcers without bleeding, did not require any treatment or blood transfusions. Hypertensive heart disease, but I do not have the report of the echo. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Next number, likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis. There is proteinuria. No other activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. No biopsy has been done. I do not have imaging of the kidneys to assess size asymmetry. Next number, hypertension has been severe, resistant, continued present regimen, Next number, anemia. We need to update iron studies for potential intravenous iron and EPO treatment. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities associated to kidney disease, given examples of low phosphorus diets and started phosphorus binders. Next number, continue present treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, continue present anticoagulation for a prior history of atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, restart Lokelma for history of high potassium, remain on lisinopril full dose as long as possible. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis documented on physical exam. Next number, dyspnea exacerbated by metabolic acidosis and anemia. I'm concerned, however, about true coronary artery disease, angina equivalent. This will be assessed carefully, instructed if any change on characteristics, it will need to be formally evaluated. Next number, history of prostate cancer, incidental biopsy finding without recurrence, status post prostate surgery. Next number, metabolic acidosis start on bicarbonate replacement. Next paragraph, chemistry on a weekly basis. Dialysis based on symptoms, graft already done and ready to be used. Plan to see him back on the next few weeks. He's spending the summer 2-3 months before returning to Florida. End of dictation.